Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I'm coming to you live from Brazil. And I'm enjoying all of the fruits and vegetables here. This country is so tropical, so gorgeous, so amazing. Every single morning I'm having guava, papaya, mango, the best mango, and coconut water, and so much antioxidant beauty in my diet, from the passion fruit to the really exotic fruits. I am having a blast. Some of the things we're having in ingredients in these delicious gourmet restaurants are super potent antioxidants like kale. Let's talk about kale, because it's been such a popular and trending superfood. I wanted to talk about how kale is so great for your skin. Many of you eat kale, I know you all do, but just as a reminder, it's one of the most calorie-free and nutrient-dense foods that you can find out there as a vegetable. It's a leafy green, amazing for my friends who are vegan and plant-based. And while vegetables might not sound like the most appetizing things, sometimes the health benefits they offer are too good to pass up. Kale, remember, used to be used on salad bars as kind of the little fluffy lettuce decorations all the way around it, until people started to realize that it was not just a green for decorating and the fringe of the salad bar. It was actually very dense in nutrition. It's considered the king or the queen of the greens. And kale is loaded with antioxidants, vitamins, phytonutrients. This episode will talk all about why kale is a superfood for your skin, and what you put in your body is just as important as what you put on it. Kale is grown best in the cold regions of Europe and Asia Minor. It's very popular in the European countries. It's specifically part of the cabbage family. There are different types of kale. You may have seen purple, green, curly, Scots kale, or baby kale. It's high and dense in vitamins and minerals. And some of the benefits of kale for the body overall: it helps to fight cancer. It contains cancer-containing carotenoids. Carotenoids are antioxidants that protect your cell's DNA from damage caused by free radicals. It strengthens your immune system. It supports your bone health. It fights oxidative stress. It helps the rapidly regenerating cells, like, for example, in the retina and the eye. Excellent for protecting your eyesight. And promotes healthy blood clotting by activating some of the vitamins in the clotting cascade. It's also great for weight loss because it's such a voluminous vegetable. It takes up volume in your stomach. So lots of high fiber water content makes it low calorie and nutrient dense. It protects against heart disease. Now for your skin, it's even better. It's great for the body, but it's also great for the skin. The benefits include promoting your collagen production, treating hyperpigmentation with antioxidants, reducing inflammatory skin conditions, making you less bloated, less puffy, and reducing the signs of aging. This is a real skin hydrator. And I love the fact that what we eat anti-inflames and calms the redness of the skin and improves the overall health of the skin. What specific vitamins are found in kale? Some specifically found in kale include vitamin A, which promotes healthy cell growth and repairs damaged skin cells. Remember, vitamin A derivatives like retin A, retinoids, retinol, all the vitamin A's are excellent for the skin and the retina. Remember, it's good for eyesight. Vitamin B6 fights overproduction of oils and sebums. In low doses, this can dry the skin and help to reduce acneic tendency. I love that idea. We also find vitamin B3, niacinamide, vitamin C, which gets rid of the fine lines, free radicals. It brightens your overall complexion. It's great for pigmentation. It is ascorbic acid. It's going to be a lightening acid. It's so important for your skin to get vitamin C protection in the daytime to prevent sun damage, and the nighttime to grow collagen production. It's a collagen cofactor in the collagen growth cycle. If you don't have vitamin C, you cannot make efficient, effective collagen production. Kale also has high levels of vitamin E, which is known to have moisturization benefit. It's known to be a protective antioxidant. It heals skin from sun damage. Sometimes we apply topical vitamin E from vitamin E capsules. It often comes as an oil. When we ingest it, it does all of these things. It improves antioxidant potential. It reduces blood clotting. It kind of thins the blood, which is wonderful for blood perfusion and circulation. Kale has vitamin K. Vitamin K for kale improves skin elasticity, helps to heal scars, minimizes your bruising, and some people feel that vitamin K helps with dark circles. I'm a big fan of vitamin K, and I also, before procedures, actually recommend patients to reduce vitamin E consumption and to avoid taking products that will cause blood thinning effects. So remember, if you're about to have injectables done, you don't need to eat a ton of salmon, a ton of kale, these things. Having lots of fish oil and vitamin E in your diet can increase bruisability. What are the cons of eating too much kale? It's really rare that eating too much kale would have any negative effects. Only with certain medical conditions should you avoid excess. It's not recommended if you are taking blood thinners because kale is a source of vitamin K, which promotes healthy blood clotting. So if you're on blood thinners, you're going to want to avoid the antidote, which is kale and vitamin K. Kale in large doses can cause enlargement of your thyroid because it contains thiocyanate, can trigger thyroid conditions, can also trigger iodine deficiency, which could lead to hypothyroidism. How can you introduce kale into your skincare routine? So eat it, add it to your smoothies and salads, that's obvious. Consume at least 1 to 2 servings per day to get the full benefit of kale. And you can even do kale in your homemade skincare masks. If you're applying an avocado mask, awesome to use some kale, blenderize that together, and applying that topically, maybe even throw in something like turmeric for even more skin brightening effect. That's an easy mask to throw in your blender. Purchase skincare products that already have kale included in their formulas. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I know that there are some potent phytonutrient products out there on the market that include chlorophyll and some of the green verdant components of kale, which will be excellent to use topically. Certain statistics and studies found, like in 2017, that women who supplemented kale extract every day had a boost in collagen levels. And that measurement was taken before, after 5 months, and after 10 months of daily supplementation. And the results showed a significant increase in value in the cutaneous carotenoids and collagen elastin aging index of the dermis. That is super awesome. And that is proof positive that actually changing what you eat can change your skin quality. And another study in 2017, an analysis from Nielsen, identified 8 areas in which sales of products containing kale had grown significantly from previous years. So you know, and I know, it's been trending for a long time now. We've seen kale in every restaurant. We've seen it really popular in salads. It's also in so many ingredients now. And it's even in your pasta sauces and your dips. And all of these things make it easy to glow with this amazing nutrient-dense product. So while kale has been trending for a while now, I don't want you to jump off the trend and onto the next vegetable. Stick with kale. It's actually amazing for your skin, great for the digestive system, really gives you that flat tummy because all that fiber content helps you to be very regular and poop all the time, poop daily. Very important for us to shed our wastes in addition to taking in great products. Even here in Brazil, kale is trending. And people here eat so healthy. I think everything in restaurants, in cafes, is like from nature. There are literally 3 to 5 ingredients in everything that we're eating out here. Even the pasta tastes different. The flour tastes different. It's less refined, less gluten. And you just feel like you're not weighted down by excessive salt, excessive sugar consumption, and excessive oils. Everything in moderation. And if you're going to eat fat, eat the really awesome fats. Like, you know, you have bone marrow paste put on products. If you'll have delicious creams and cream sauces and cheeses, just really go for those really rich fats that are going to be supplementing your diet. So much coconut oil is present here. It's used for everything, for hair care, for skin care, for body care. I see coconut sold on every single corner, and I'm a huge fan of coconut water. What an amazing hydration product. You know, my skincare is chock full of green tea. containing products. I love phytonutrients. I love green tea. I love everything green. It's my favorite color. And I want you to check it out. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing skincare full of vitamin C, lots of dense retinols found in our vitamin A derivative Diamond Line Refine. And of course, our Diamond Line Refine has a ton of green tea in it as well. Hopefully you guys are incorporating kale into your skincare and your diet. And I want you to stay beautiful.